The ministers who were relieved of their duties are Information and Communication Technologies Minister Webster Shamu, Higher Education Minister Olivia Muchena, Energy Minister Dzikamai Mavaire, his Deputy Mnacho Mutezo, Presidential Affairs Minister Didmus Mutasa, Youth Minister Francis Nema, Labour Minister Nicholas Goche, and Mashonaland East Provincial Affairs Minister Simbaneuta Mudarikwa. In a statement released by the Chief Secretary to the President and Cabinet, Meshack Sibanda, a copy of which is in Studio 7's possession, Mr. Mugabe used Section 108, Subsection 1, Part A of the new Constitution to dismiss the ministers, saying their conduct and performance was below his expected standards. One of the sacked ministers, Dzikamai Mavaire, was cheeky when contacted for comment, but later thanked Mr. Mugabe for affording him an opportunity to serve in his cabinet. This is not the first time that Mavaire has fallen out of favor with Mr. Mugabe. In 1998, he was fired from the ruling party and government when he called for the president to resign due to his advanced age.
I would like to thank His Excellency for affording me an opportunity to be a cabinet minister. And I appreciate that indeed I'm happy he gave me an opportunity to be a minister. And the right time, according to him, he moved, he had released me from the post. And I thank him for that. That is what you are not coming for. I personally thank him.
Meanwhile, political analyst George Makoni, who is also the programs officer of the Center for Community Development in Zimbabwe, said ZANU-PF bigwigs are playing what he called a cat and mouse game.
I think it is just confirming the voices of alternative views, which were saying ZANU-PF is corrupt, it is a murderous party, because the charges really telling with that, in the sense that if you look particularly at Mai Mujuru, they are raising issues to do with planning to assassinate the president and allegations of corruption, issues which were mainly being said by the alternative voices. So they've just confirmed that in ZANU-PF it was there. But I just feel that maybe they've just reduced the number of perpetrators of those, but still ZANU-PF remains such a party.
Former president of the Zimbabwe National Students Union, Pride Mukono, told Studio 7 that the firing of Mujuru and the ministers who are allegedly perceived to be siding with him shows that Mr. Mugabe will now decide on his succession without the involvement of other players like Mrs. Mujuru.
I think, firstly, this has been a long time coming. I think it has been clear since the entry of Grace Mugabe into politics that move was what would be the last trump card for Robert Mugabe and the other faction within ZANU-PF. But what now means is that it's clear that the succession matrix has remained wide open, because Robert Mugabe is keeping everyone guessing on who will take over. And I would still say that the factions in ZANU-PF are going to deepen after the paging of the Mujuru faction, because now it's no longer clear who is going to assume power. Because at Congress, which was supposed to be a determining factor towards who would succeed Robert Mugabe, it left everything hanging. They left Mugabe to appoint his deputies and the Politburo. It also, the only people who actually confirmed and endorsed is Mugabe and his wife at Congress. So the whole elective process has left everything hanging. And the constitution again for ZANU-PF is not clear. So it's now up to Mugabe and maybe the forces of nature to determine who would actually become the next president for Zimbabwe.
Political analyst and veteran journalist Sidney Masamvu says ZANU-PF is now more divided than ever following Mujuru's sacking, but did not rule her out of the country's political equation.
The people who have been retained just have a comparative advantage in the sense that they are a shoe in. But I think this is the beginning of a long battle of succession to come. As these people, we are going to see a coalition of the wounded, which is going to come through, which will live to fight the current status quo. And ultimately, the current team can occupy the VP's post, but ultimately, no one is guaranteed the president is in the bag.
Prior to the ZANU-PF Congress, that ended at the weekend and was boycotted by the former vice president, Mrs. Mujuru was accused of plotting to assassinate Mr. Mugabe, corruption, incompetence, and working with Zimbabwe's so-called detractors in the West. But the former vice president issued a statement yesterday distancing herself from the accusations, adding that she remained loyal to Mr. Mugabe. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.